Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
You look great.
Why, thank you. You don't look so bad yourself.
Of course not. How can someone like me look bad?
Well,
I have a face that's made for radio.
He's got a shirt with his name on it.
Well, it's not my name. This is not the name my mom called
me. He's all about himself.
I don't have a mirror in my studio.
That's to see out the door. It's feng shui.
It's the rear view mirror.
Yeah. It's like, watch the rears leave. Let's test it. Get up and walk out.
No. You're not staring at my butt.
Oh, I'm not?
You're not gonna.
You can't see because I got these on.
And these are Ray-Bans. Because it's bright in this studio.
Can you tell I'm looking at you? It is bright in here.
It ain't. This is not bright,
this
bro.
This is out of control.
It ain't.
It is. Can you imagine if it was like regular glass?
Can you imagine if it was like in the morning and the sun comes into the room? You don't even go in here then, do you?
I can't stand the sun.
You open the door.
It's at like, all. I would just live in the night if I could.
He's a vampire. I want to drink your blood. No, it's the sun. Must hide.
Yeah, that's what it's like around here. Shades day and night. I sleep in them.
Have you ever seen an eye doctor about that?
The moon shine outside bothers my eyes.
Like you're not pale or anything. You can go out in the sun occasionally, right?
Yeah, I just can't stand it. I have to squint. It gives me a headache.
Oh, squinting gives me a headache too,
yeah,
for sure.
I don't want to squint at all for any reason.
But you shouldn't be able to squint. You shouldn't have to squint in a room like right now.
Oh, I will squint, yeah, like crazy. Can't stand it. I want nothing to do with it.
Where did the word squint come from anyway? Squint.
Well, you have to wait for the Jabbercast Funny Word Show, number 3. Squint should be added to the show notes.
Yeah, squint. I love it. Show number 3, Jabbercast Words.
Funny Words. We've done it before.
Girls Gone Wild 3.
Big JD and Lippo Gone Wild. The video.
So what's going on with you? Anything?
No.
You enjoying your summer vacation?
Vacation. I don't get a vacation.
Oh, you don't get
On vacation. Are you on vacation yet?
No.
It's coming up.
Coming up.
Are you going away yet?
I'm probably going to go visit a buddy. Kim's going to Alaska. Part of the...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A lot. Yeah, she's going to Alaska, the second part of my shutdown. So I'm going to go visit a buddy. But while she's...
Why aren't you going to Alaska? Have you been to Alaska?
No. Hmm. Her grandmother and her aunt live there. So she's going with her mom, so her mom's going to visit her mom and her sister, basically.
They live in Alaska?
Live in Alaska, Fairbanks.
Huh.
Yeah. Don't ask me why or how, but that's just...
For how long?
How long have they been there?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 20 years.
Wow.
I don't think her mom's been there
for
20
years. Isn't it winter all year long there?
Well, no. When she goes there, she's going July 19th. There's going to be 21 hours and 25 minutes of sunlight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I love that? That's not, and the degrees?
It's 70s.
No, longitude and latitude.
No, I don't know.
It's 70s? Okay, yeah, nice.
Highs in the 70s. That's very nice. You can go golfing like at 6
o'clock. Highs in the 70s. High is in the 70s.
Hi. You can go golfing like at night and you don't have to worry about it getting dark. Golf courses make tons of money.
Wow. Do they? Are there golf courses there?
I don't know. I don't think so,
really. I just seem to think that they live in igloos and eat fish.
No, you don't. But... if you go on Google and do like a satellite thing,
right,
in Fairbanks, like you can tell the perimeter of the city. And then after that, it's basically mountains and woods.
Right.
Like it's just total wilderness.
That's pretty neat. Has she been there before?
No.
She's not been there before to visit or anything?
No.
Have they been here?
Her grandmother came here for our wedding and then she left 2 days before we got married.
Why?
I don't know. She had an argument with Kim's mom. And
gee.
I'm out of here. That's when she lived in Idaho, though. She lived in the mainland or whatever you call that.
Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho. That's where Kim was born, Idaho.
Hmm.
That's where they're all from. The Idahoans. Potato heads.
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head, I love you. Is that how that goes?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Was there a jingle for
I had that when I was a kid.
Who didn't have a Mr. Potato Head?
I don't know. Like everybody had that.
Before there was a Mr. Potato Head, people, kids made potato heads with other stuff.
Sure. You had to find things to do like that.
Well, you just had this idea of a snowman, and then you just made it in the summertime. You just stick... You
know, right, with potato.
With potato, exactly.
Remember? Do you remember potato guns at all? I don't. I think that was before my time, but...
Oh, yeah. It was before my time, too, but there were some around when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember my dad used to talk about them, potato guns.
Yeah, I think...
That'd be neat. I wonder what that was like, if they really shoot hard and sting or anything.
Well, we had pellet guns and BB guns.
Yeah,
and you don't want to get fights. Shot with those.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You shoot each other?
Shoot each other. I know, stupid.
They penetrate the skin and everything?
No, they weren't that hard. Whereas my son, Eric, just got one. It's 1,000 feet per second and everything. Wow. Everything 1,000 feet per second and more. You need like a license to actually shoot it. But back then it was just...
Oh, he's got a license for it?
No, he doesn't. And then he's kind of wondering why he was able to buy it without a license.
Where at?
Bought a Canadian Tire. And it's... Really? It's
maybe it's over 1,000 that you need a license.
In the we read it, and it's 1,000.
Wow.
And beyond. Like when you shoot a can or anything, it doesn't even move. It just goes right through it from like 50 feet. It's like, oh, you missed
powerful.
It. You didn't miss it. It just went right through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot at a tree, it's like it's buried.
It's a rifle you got?
Rifle.
You got a scope?
No scope.
No? Wood or black? Wood or like plastic?
No, it's wood.
Sniper type.
Yeah. Wood.
Okay. Was it a break open? Yeah, I had those.
Yep. He had a Daisy. Bought a Daisy. He's got a job, and he's just spending money. Like first, he bought a Daisy BB gun.
Yeah.
Which is fun. And the can moves when you hit it, you know? Uh-huh. Then he says, oh, that one is something a little more powerful that I can actually kill something with. No, he didn't say that. And so he bought this thing, and it's crazy if you ask me. You don't want to have pellet gun fights with one of those guns.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Definitely penetrate your skin. Shoot you in the temple, it'd kill you.
Wow. That's dangerous. And what does he do? He just shoots at targets. Things out in the back or something?
Yeah, makes targets. Okay. Shoots them up, yeah.
Pretty neat.
Very neat.
It's fun. Shooting's fun.
Sure
we used to shoot model cars and stuff like that. It was fun.
Shooting model cars. So you'd make model cars.
Build them and then shoot them, yeah.
Sure.
That was a lot of fun.
Create and destruct.
Should we get into some news?
Is there news right now? This is everybody's on vacation. How can there still be news?
There is here.
All right, let's get into it, man. You know, moving, grooving like a sex machine. Ow!
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right. I'm sitting here in the newsroom with James Brown. He's got a brand new bag. Campbell's Soup cutting over 700 jobs and closing a Russian plant. I had no idea Campbell's Soup was made in Russia.
Well, Campbell's is a multinational company. I'm sure
they sure it is, but...
They got a plant in Japan, plant in China, plant in Russia.
Why have a plant in Russia? I guess they eat a lot of soup there too, huh?
Back in the day, that's all they used to have. Potato soup.
Potato soup. They would not ketchup in hot water.
They wouldn't be shooting potato guns in Russia.
No.
That's good food.
Unless their mouth was open. Thank you. No. Kids shot by accident at the fireworks in Detroit. Did you hear about that? A kid, he was like 13 years old, showing off a handgun that he had to some friends, you know, pulls it out and it's loaded, goes off accidentally. I guess it hit the ground, the bullet. I think he shot himself in the thigh or something. And the bullet hit the ground and ricocheted and hit a 12-year-old girl in the leg. And they were both in the hospital.
Fun times.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Speaking of shooting.
The worst thing about it, though, is the fact that this young kid, who's obviously not very intelligent, walking around with a loaded pistol, that's a scary thing.
That's Detroit for
that age, and also just the fact that, you know, there's no knowledge of the firearm, obviously.
No.
That's really bad.
There's no firearm control over there. It's just all free-for-all. You laugh, but it's totally serious.
He's right. Yeah, of course.
You want a gun, you can get
Look at the arts and beats.
Beats and eats?
Yeah. Art, beats, and eats.
Yeah.
Bring your handgun. Not mandatory surprising. Now.
You can't get in without your handgun. Got your handgun? Nope. Get out of here. Are you into the Royals?
Oh, yeah. The Kansas City Royals?
Kansas City Royals. Absolutely. They just beat the Tigers last night. Absolutely.
They're my favorite now. No, I had no idea.
I just wanted to get your take on this. Like, it seems like there's a big hype. Well, for people who are listening to this in Australia or China or Russia, William and Kate, Prince William, mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth's grandson, is visiting Canada with his beautiful new bride.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo. And I don't get why people...
Oh, that's because you're American. Don't you talk about my prince like that.
They get all up. Yay, the Royals are coming.
Yeah, the Royals.
That kid, her mother, is on my dollar bill. Yay.
Yeah, like, no. Wonderful, yeah.
I don't understand.
She's going to be dead soon anyway.
Queen Elizabeth?
We're going to have a king.
I'm going to tell you, she's going to live another 20 years.
We're going to have a king.
A king of kings.
Is the prince going to be the king?
The prince is going to be the king. I don't think Charles is going to do it. He's getting up there too, eh?
Well, he would have to be, wouldn't he?
He'd have to what?
He has to be the king, doesn't he? The grandkid can't be the king if he's still alive.
Prince Charles?
Yeah.
You do something called abdicating.
Okay.
You say, I want to pass it on to the next guy.
Wow.
And the next guy happens to be his kid, since Queen Elizabeth didn't have any more.
They don't have any pull anyways.
Exactly. So what is the big deal?
Well, I want to know where they get all the money.
Well, that's just what's old money. Old money that's been invested, and it's just making money and more money and more money.
Yeah, we're not supporting them?
No, I'm sure we are.
I certainly hope not.
We're supporting this trip. You know what I mean? This trip is costing us, the taxpayers. Yeah. So
I don't like any of it.
I don't like any of it either. But here's my thought. I wanted to know what your thought on it. Obviously, just I don't like it is what you're saying.
Yeah, but go on.
Well, I'm thinking it's very tightly tied to reality TV. Mm-hmm. People watch reality TV because they want to compare their lives to these poor sods who are doing whatever they're doing. And I'm better. Thank God I'm not in that situation, or this is what I would do, whatever. This is like the opposite of that. I could never be the prince of whatever, Wales or whatever he's the prince
right.
of. So I want to catch a glimpse of this person who's been elevated, and their blood must be just perfect, and I want to be within the viewing distance of that person. That's all I can think of. Why?
Well, it's a status. It's like a celebrity. People want to be all over a celebrity and take pictures and have their picture taken with them and touch them and steal a lock of hair. Same thing. They're royals. They're in the news and they're somebody. You know, I think it's just the same relative type thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just as much as somebody wants to see somebody that's maybe less fortunate so they can feel better. They want to see the people that they want to be like, or yeah, that's what I think about
the royal thing.
Yeah, the royal thing.
Because they don't really do anything, you know. They're just they're who they are for who they are.
No, they just like have money and whatever. Look at Paris Hilton's the same kind of thing, right? Comes from a family with money, and just because she's
Paris Hilton,
you know, well, because she's somebody, and most people are nobody.
Yeah.
You know, people just want to see that and watch it. That's why she had a reality show, because people are going to watch her. And, you know what I mean?
I don't want to see it.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You do.
I'd rather be in your company any day.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
You or Jimmy Page, one or the other.
Yeah, same difference. No. Michigan Senate could abolish motorcycle helmet law.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't think so.
Why? You don't want one that the people choose?
Well, I guess, it's always the best, I guess, that people get to choose, but...
This is America,
I still think that everybody you choose not to wear it,
yeah,
that's not a good idea.
That's right, it's not a good idea, and people make bad choices all the time.
But you also must have passed your motorcycle test within at least 2 years and carry a large medical insurance policy.
Oh, bummer.
So that you can... cover damages if something happens to yourself.
Cranial damages.
Yeah. You don't survive that crap.
No, you don't survive. I think what they're seeing, though, is, you know, there are lots of states that are continuously adding this law into their books, and they're seeing that there's no significant difference in fatality rates with a helmet law or not. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that there'd be a difference in fatality in the rate, like, of the actual accidents, because that's not going to change anything.
Oh, yeah, the same amount of accidents.
But when the same amount of accidents happen, I would think there would be more people that were injured to a greater extent. And you're saying that is the case?
There is no difference, because for the most part, the people who don't wear a helmet are a small minority, really. They're like 10%. And to the Americans, that's a big deal. I want the choice to wear a helmet or not. And some people can wear just about any helmet over there. That's the thing. Over here, it's got to be DOT approved and all that stuff.
Right.
Whereas the helmet law, if you don't have a helmet law, you can wear anything you want on your head.
Yeah. A diaper.
Wear a diaper on your head.
You ever see the guy in Windsor that wore a diaper on his head for years and years and years? Walk around with a briefcase tied up with a rope?
No.
Yeah.
He's a shithead, wasn't he?
That went on forever. Yeah, that was one of the many jokes. Toyota announces voluntary safety recall of certain 2006 and 7 model year Highlander Hybrid and RX400H vehicles.
Junk. Why are we even talking about this Toyota stuff?
Over 45,000 Highland Hybrids and nearly 37,000 Lexus RX400 vehicles sold in the U.S. and no other vehicles were involved. And it had something to do with a module somewhere that could heat up and...
What, started fire?
Cause problems.
The heat caused by a large...
certain transistors on the control boards in some of the subjects were inadequately soldered and could be damaged from heat caused by a large current flow during high-load driving. But what that would do, I don't know. It didn't say that it would, you know, do anything really, but maybe the thing shuts down on you or something. I don't know, but... if it were to occur, various warning lamps will illuminate on the instrument panel. In most cases, the vehicle will enter a fail-safe driving mode, resulting in reduced power, in which the vehicle can still be driven for short distances.
Get to a garage.
Yeah.
I think I see a garage.
What is that?
That's
Zappa?
Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Wango Tango.
Oh, yeah. I like Wango Tango, too. Did you hear that album? Wango Tango 2?
No.
That would be a good name for a film, Wango Tango. Not to be confused with Tango and Cash.
Not to be confused.
I'd like to tango with some cash right now. So let's get into today's topic.
Let's.
And that topic is...
Soothsayers. And is it...
Look at that.
That's your cursor.
Yeah.
Nothing else on the screen except the cursor, and it's as big as my head.
That's pretty neat. Never saw that before.
The curse is as big as his head.
So yeah, we're talking about seers and soothsayers. And what does all that mean?
What does all that mean?
For the layman.
For the layman.
A seer. What's a seer? Someone who sees the future? Clairvoyant? Medium?
Yep, that.
Any of those.
Yep.
Nice. And a soothsayer. That's an odd old term.
I'm not really sure what a sooth is.
But a sooth.
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination between a suit and a tooth, I think. So you dress your teeth up. Somehow.
And to fix those, you go to Dr. Sooth.
Yeah. I love that, Seuss I am.
I just had some eggs and ham. No, it was pea meal bacon. Never mind.
Was it green?
It wasn't green at all.
Legends Restaurant, the corner of Wabash and Strabane. Kitty corner from...
St. Anne's Church.
Yeah. Oh, the church ever small now, eh? Did you see it out front there?
They have the steeple on the lawn.
Yeah, I said to Lana yesterday, I said, wow, the church is small now. I used to think of it as bigger. Let's see. Who are some famous psychics? Uri Geller. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's the guy who could bend spoons with his brain.
Uri Geller, the Uri Geller effect is a term given to feats of psychokinesis and that are performed by the Israeli psychic Uri Geller. And to many, he was the greatest demonstrator of psychic phenomena of all time.
He used to go on Johnny Carson, bend spoons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He was on... Coast to Coast AM.
No doubt. He fits right in with that crew.
Yep. Here's a name that I don't know. William Somerset. You know him?
Mom.
Mom? Is that how you say that? Mom.
Mom.
Sylvia Brown, we all know.
Downtown Sylvia Brown.
She's got books out, and she can say anything about anyone. She knows everything.
I think she's more of a fake.
You ask her. Yeah, that's. I don't know what to think about her. You know what I mean? It's just too commercialized. She is.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I can't believe that, you know, and she doesn't have to wait for anything. Hi, my name's Bob, and my dad passed away yesterday, and I was just wondering if you'd tell me anything. Oh, yeah, he says don't worry about anything, and he's always around you, and, you know.
So specific.
I see a man with medium to dark hair.
Yeah.
Oh, he's blonde. Okay. Is there someone else with him maybe that, yeah. You know, there's always a way around everything.
Yeah, that's Sylvia Brown. Downtown Sylvia Brown. Dr. Doreen Virtue. Never heard of her, have you?
No, but she is a clairvoyant and psychic who has helped many people see and communicate with their psychic angels.
Do you know what a psychic angel is? I don't.
A psychic angel. I think that's somebody that...
you talk to on the other side?
No, I guess somebody that looks out for you. Like when somebody says, you know, you have angels watching out for you. I think that's what that is. That's your psychic angels.
Like Della Reese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what is that? Touched by an Angel?
Touched by an Angel, yeah.
Yeah.
What did Della Reese ever sing that was popular?
I don't know, but she was a big singer. Really big.
Really big singer!
What was I going to say? Oh, I interviewed a psychic on You Talking to Me at one time. Her name was Kim Sempian. She was from Michigan. She has a magazine out. And she was pretty good to talk to, and it was kind of interesting. She hit on a couple things that was sort of a little bit surprised, but I think they learn how to do that more than anything.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's
there's a way to
style.
Do all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, and it makes people believe that you know something. And then there's some people that like Edgar Casey.
My dad read all his books. He was amazing. Yeah. This guy was truly amazing. He had some kind of whatever it was, and he would go into these trances or sleep, and then he would talk in his sleep. And they would ask him questions. How do you fix this knee over here? And he'd give you this whole procedure how to do it. And then they never heard of it. And they're like, what? And he'd wake up and say, I have no idea. I don't know anything about knees.
Yeah, he was mostly was all about healing people.
Yeah. Healing people.
And he did like... I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of cases.
Thousands of
And they're
cases.
Still finding, I think, cases that he's done. Or
there's stuff
people study him like crazy.
Well, yeah, because there's procedures that he just spoke about in his sleep that doctors took on and now are part of regular medical procedure.
Yeah. Wasn't Tesla something to do with this stuff or no?
No, Tesla's all electricity.
Okay.
He was a smart guy too, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if he had any clairvoyant connections or not, but...
Do you know anybody with psychic powers?
I don't know anybody with psychic powers, personally, no.
Did you ever have any kind of, you know, event happen that you...
You know, I think everybody has the same kind of feeling that when something
deja vu, that it happened before.
It's more like a deja vu thing. Or you just felt like, didn't I tell you this was going to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you guys are all surprised, and I knew this was going to happen kind of thing. It was one of those things, you know? You have that feeling?
Something that just happened recently, and actually Lana and I both went through the same thing, and I've been wanting to stop at my grandmother's and talk to her about doing a show with me, You Talking to Me show, you know, because I'm thinking, she's not going to be around that much longer. I'd like to do a show with her about the old days or something, you know what I mean, talking about something. And I've had her on before, but I'd like to do a full radio show with her, and I was kind of putting it off, and you know, all the while thinking, you know, if something happens, I'm not going to get a chance to do this, you know. And this was going on for a few days. And then all of a sudden she falls down and broke her arm and her hip in two places.
She broke her arm in two places or her hip in two places?
Her arm in one place and her hip in two places. And the arm they immobilized, the hip they went in and put pins and plates and everything. And she's okay. And she's still in the hospital right now. She'll be having to go out for physiotherapy, but she's going to she's not going back home. She's done.
Right.
Somebody take her cat. She's not going back home. All her stuff has to be dealt with. My uncle's supposed to be coming in like today, and everything's got to be done by the end of the month because the apartment's done and everything too.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
How quick that can happen.
And then Lana had, you know, some spat with her mom just recently and hasn't talked to her for a couple weeks or something, just, you know, some little thing. But then we come to find that her mother, just a few days back now, fell and broke her arm and her hip the same size as my grandmother.
Come
and their
on.
Birthdays are on the same day.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that something? It's all just crazy.
That's coincidental.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't predict any of that, but... But it's odd though when you know, like her thinking, you know, I know I need to talk to my mom. I haven't for like, you know, a couple weeks now, and she usually talks to her like, sure, you know, a few times a week or whatever it is. And same with me with my grandmother, and then something happens, you know, when you're thinking that, you know, I gotta go over there before something happens, but weird stuff. And then that coincidence of them, the same thing happening to both of them. Yeah, we're going to have to move on to Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
All right, this week's Music Mayhem is a song by the band from Chicago, Illinois. They're called Styx, and this is from like early 70s. I don't know the exact year. And it's the title track to the album Crystal Ball.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time, all alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
There you have Styx, Crystal Ball.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite tunes when I was a teenager.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And this week in tech.
This week in tech, that's a Twitch show.
It's ours now. We own that.
Wow. Cool.
But what are we talking about today in the world of technology?
Digital padlocks. Get your keys out.
Yeah, I just, it kind of occurred to me that this must exist. And I know there are some that work in, you know, a way that we might be more familiar with. But what I wanted to check and see if there was actual digital padlock, like a regular padlock, like you put on your locker at school, but it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you get the numbers, something, it takes a battery or something, but I never really found anything exactly like what I was looking for. I found some that are digital in some way or use a key that's, you know, somehow is digital, but not exactly what I was looking for. And I looked around quite extensively. Have you ever seen a digital padlock?
No, I've never seen a digital one. No, not even like an LED display.
Yeah, and I'm curious as to why there might not be one. And that'd be kind of neat.
Might be too easy to hack into.
I suppose.
Do you know that?
How would you hack it?
Lock technology, as it exists right now, it's been stagnant for about 100 years.
Wow.
And it hasn't moved on, all because of patents. No one can move forward because of patents on locks.
Maybe that's why then. How would you move forward on locks?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what the specific holdup is or why somebody can't do something because there's prior intelligent property or whatever.
Yeah.
But from what I've recently heard is that locks on our doors and on businesses like that, they are so easily penetratable by anybody who knows anything about a lock.
Sure.
That it's just basically it's like a permission pass. Like, you know, if... you're by putting a lock on your door, you're saying, please don't come into my house.
Right.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, there's other ways to get in anyway. But if they wanted to move forward on locks, what would they do to change the system in any way?
I think the way the patent was originally written, it basically prevents anybody from creating something like a lock that is different in any way. Like it's like, you know what I mean? They worded it in such a way that every lock would automatically be tied back to the original lock that's available now.
Well, I think there's nothing better than the real lock, like a, you know, something that you, not just a standard lock or lock and key, but the ones that you actually have to latch somehow and everything and then put your padlock on type. That's a lot better security, I think, than, you know, just like the door handle type locks and things. So.
And now there's digital door handle locks, though.
There's digital thing and digital pads, and even on cars, they have a digital lock to get in and stuff like that, I guess. But that's as close as we really come to then a Dudley with a turn display that lights up or something, or a push button. You know, I think it would be a pretty neat thing if they had it.
A touch thing, it would just be a virtual knob that you turned or something.
Something.
That'd be cool.
It'd be pretty cool, yeah. And I just can't seem to find anything like that, really. This week's quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of crystal balls and divining rods. You can find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, beautiful Burbank, California. StephenLarry.com.
And that's at Stephen Larry's Fine Balls and Rods.
Balls and Rods.
This comes from Robin Williams, by the way. And I'm pretty sure it's the actor and not the guy that writes the books.
It's a girl who writes the books.
Yeah, that girl. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was
I met her and
chick.
Talked to her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get an ID or anything, or where was that at?
It was at Macworld.
Did you record anything?
I didn't record anything, no. Record anything.
Record audio, video, and pictures. If it's the psychic network, why do they need a phone number?
Right. They don't need a phone number. You just blast into their brains.
Hmm.
My brain's going to explode trying to think about that, though.
Yeah.
And it hurts a lot right now.
Scream if your brain hurts.
Scream.
As if somebody's in a band song.
I don't want to scream right
scream
now.
Scream if your brain hurts. So yeah, there you have this week's Jabbercast. And
next week we have the middle class topic, sandwich. The class that's in between the people who have all the money and the people who are just barely getting by.
It's going to be fun.
Sure is.
We'll see you then.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Send her on down.